UTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Leaders of the world's most powerful democracies warning China and North Korea against building up their nuclear arsenals.
The G7 leaders are facing a difficult balancing act, distancing themselves from an increasingly assertive China while preserving economic ties with Beijing. Their communique calls for measures to reduce their excessive dependencies on China in critical supply chains and to counter what are termed malign practices to protect sensitive technology. This policy of so-called de-risking envisages being tough on diplomacy and defense, diversifying trade sources, and protecting trade and technology. The British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is a leading advocate of the need to counter China's economic coercion. But others in the G7, such as France, are more cautious about taking on Beijing and have warned that the summit should not be seen as anti-China.
BBC's correspondent Shamil Khali, and this is SRN News.
Brandon Tatum believes it is up to us.
Donald Trump can be in office all he wants. Now, I prefer him to be in office over Joe Biden any day of the week. You can blab all you want about this policy or this policy or this politician or that politician, but the people have to be changed. The people are going to have good character and go out in the world and do well. One man can't change the world.
The Officer Tatum Show, afternoons at 5 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Come experience the wall that heals Friday the 26th through Monday the 29th at St. Thomas Academy in Mendota Heights. It's a stunning and powerful three-quarter scale replica of the Vietnam Veteran Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's open to the public, and open ceremony is Friday the 26th at 11:30 a.m. and closing ceremony is Monday the 29th at 1 p.m. Looking at your weather forecast for today, around 70 degrees is your high, sunshine for the afternoon. Tonight's low reaching 50 with clear skies. Sunday, more sun, high of 77.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Bird.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that's making talk radio great again, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My micromedia empire, the Northern Alliance Radio. Not just mine, of course. It's Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up at 3. Actually, Kelly, NASCAR Kelly, going to be guest hosting today live in studio. NASCAR Kelly apparently been bit by the talk radio bug. So, yeah, get to hear the voodoo that NASCAR Kelly do coming up next hour. For 2 hours here, NASCAR Kelly and Jack Tomczak, of course, know where the bodies are buried in Minnesota politics. And I suspect the DFL is leaving a lot of them, or at least threatening to. I mean, look at all those maverick senators who got whipped into line. I have to think it involved Matt Rosinowski or Brian Evans or Ken Martin walking into their office and saying, "Huh, cute kids there. Be a shame if they broke." I mean, what else would it take to get a maverick DFLer to stab their district's gun owners, minors, people who dislike pedophilia, stab them in the back? Oh, we'll come back to that in a moment here. The DFL, I mean, it's going to become a Berg's 26th law. I'm almost a positive. This weekend, maybe the weekend, I finally codify Berg's 26th law, that the DFL, progressives in general, count on having audiences that just aren't that well informed, that are ignorant, that are I don't care. And by the way, on a media that has a vested interest in not changing that whatsoever. We've seen that, I mean, from as in the bag as our media has been, as we've seen over this last week with the Durham report, how in the bag the media was for the conspiracy to overthrow. To spy on the Trump campaign and to attempt to overthrow him. That's a subject that's going to be worth an hour, I believe, next week on the show here. How, whatever you want to say about January 6th, I think it was somewhere between frat prank, somewhere in between imminent threat to democracy and frat prank, somewhere about halfway between that scale right there. But if whatever it is you believe happened on January 6th, if you can look at what happened with the Obama campaign, with the full connivance of the media, spying on and manipulating the election system and the media itself and the institutions themselves to influence an election. If you don't think that is every bit as big of a threat as people storming the Capitol to no real avail or effect or with no real plan to actually overthrow the government, I don't know what to do for you. I'd love to argue that out with you, of course, 651-289-4488. But we'll talk more about that next week because there's still a lot to go in that whole controversy, which, to my point of view, may be the greatest, the entree, I should say, to the greatest constitutional crisis this nation's ever had. Something that will make Watergate and January 6th look like Winter Carnival in St. Paul on a nice snowy January. Now, I want to talk about that, but I'm going to need another week to collect my thoughts on that, to be honest. I have thoughts, and you've heard many of them, right? At least the ones that I can express publicly on a Salem radio station, which is all the more reason to start a non-broadcast podcast. But anyway, I spent some time this past week as the DFL did their end zone happy dance, passing all manner of god-awful corrosive legislation. I mean, the public safety bill, which we'll talk about again in a moment. I mean, the gun restrictions, in some ways, well, not the least of the problems. I mean, if you consider the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms a bellwether litmus test civil right, then it was a bad week indeed. Not as bad as it could have been. Not as bad as next week could be if Jen McEwen's bill slides through. And it very well could. To paraphrase Sidney Greenstreet in Casablanca, it would take a miracle to derail the DFL's push on this, and the DFL has outlawed miracles. We'll see. I mean, now is the time, again, to get up and resist. And by the way, I've posted links to the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus at shotinthedark.info, so you can get involved. It is your written invitation that I keep sarcastically asking you about. You have it now. Go to shotinthedark.info. It's the I Heard It on the Narn show post. Sign up. If you're already a member, think about getting more involved. We need volunteers. I'm a volunteer occasionally. I'm not an officer with the caucus at all. They're referring to is gun owners in general and people who care about all civil liberties. Much more on that next week. In fact, I may redo my evergreen July 4th broadcast over this exact subject because the one I recorded 5 or 6 years ago maybe becoming ever so slightly out of date in light of this last session's events here in Minnesota. My evergreen July 4th broadcast is one of my favorites of the year, and boy, I'm feeling the inspiration this week, let me tell you. But I was looking at some of the rhetoric this past week from DFLers as they continue their obnoxious end zone happy dance, the orgy of selfies that they've been taking, which, by the way, is their substitute for transparency and communication. Just lots of grinning selfies showing their dead black eyes staring blankly into the cameras. I'm editorializing a tad here. But seeing some of the rhetoric from DFLers, it's tripped a bit of a pet peeve of mine. And by the way, it's a pet peeve that I have. It's not necessarily politically focused, although it tends to come out in the world of politics, especially from the left. Let me tell you something about it. I mean, to wax just a tad sarcastic here, there is nothing in the world of negotiation, in the world of convincing people to think and do things that they may not naturally do on their own, with the elegance and the power and the pure majesty of ending an argument with a jaunty, aggressive, full stop. You know the type. When someone says, "This is what is true, full stop." Not period, mind you, full stop, because it sounds a little more technical and impressive. I mean, for example, if Abraham Lincoln had sent a tweet to Jefferson Davis saying, "Abolish slavery and rejoin the Union," full stop, there would have been no Civil War. Jefferson Davis would have had no choice but to succumb to the absolute rhetorical precision and majesty of the phrase full stop. If Richard Nixon had said, I am not a crook, full stop, all he did was those two extra words to avert Watergate, to avert his impending impeachment, to avert being the first president in American history to resign from office. I am not a crook, full stop. For want of a full stop, the presidency was lost. I mean, if Winston Churchill had ended the Dunkirk speech, we shall fight on the beaches. I do a terrible Churchill, I'm sorry. We shall fight on the beaches and the landing grounds. We shall never surrender, full stop. Adolf Hitler would have pulled back from France and abdicated and fled to Mongolia. Because there is no stopping the power of the full stop. Had the Pope responded to Martin Luther with a decisive, in Latin, Lucifer camor et operos plenus finis, which is we are justified by works, full stop, there would have been no Calvinist movement. The Reformation would have been killed in the crib. No Hundred Years' War, no Protestant church whatsoever. All the Pope had to do was respond with a simple plenus finis. That's full stop in Latin. Did I tell you I took a year of Latin in high school? I may be the last generation of kids who ever got to do that outside of private school. Anyway, not that I remembered. I mean, if the guys in Milli Vanilli had just said, we are the real singers, full stop, today they'd be bigger than Elvis or the Beatles or Madonna or Taylor Swift or Slim Whitman, maybe all the above. So you got to feel for the poor Minnesota Republican Party schmuck elected officers who have to stand in the face of this remorseless logic and deft rhetoric. For example, I had this naive notion, since disabused by Nicole Mitchell, weather girl and senator and lawyer and person who took constitutional law, unlike all the rest of you proles, that rights, the notion that rights are inalienable, non-material things with which one is born, which cannot be legitimately taken away without some very solemn and specific due process. But then I read this from Representative Alicia Kozlowski, who's a representative from the greater Duluth area and is non-binary and I believe gay. She's one of the leaders of the, what I believe they call, and this is not my term, the queer caucus in the Minnesota House, who tweeted earlier this week, healthcare is a human right, full stop. Well, that's all she wrote. I'm convinced a right is a bit of material swag bestowed on the deserving by the political process. Not an inalienable thing bestowed on you by your creator for the moment you're born or conceived, that stays with you through your natural life along with the lives of your descendants. Like life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, the protection of property, speech, religion, press, assembly, self-defense, sanctity of your home, privacy of your person and papers. Innocence is a proof of guilt. I'm just working my through the amendments here, folks. Rights. Things that you are born with and you don't lose because government says. Or because government decides not to pay the bill anymore. You convinced me, Alicia Kozlowski, full stop. Or how about this one? And this, by the way, this is co-governor Peggy Flanagan, who wrote the other day, every Minnesotan deserves safe, clean drinking water, full stop. Which, to be fair, is one of her admittedly very, 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 very few non-risible arguments she's ever made. That's made it even more airtight, illogical, infallible, impenetrable, undefeatable. Is there nothing that the phrase full stop can't do? We'll find out about that. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. Oh, it goes on from there. Trust me, we're not done with that yet. Northern Alliance, AM 1280 The Patriot. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Lakeville to Lake Superior and Champlain to Chile. We're where you are. We are Intelligent Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Our factories have demanded we sell 100 hot tubs and swim spas this week. Huge incentives and rebates only this week. We will even remove your old spa for free. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Free delivery. Free removal of your old spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Master Pool and Spa. Sale ends this Sunday. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTR-CM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Men, you fought hard for the role that you play in your children's lives. This Father's Day, Cordell & Cordell celebrates you the entire month of June. Join us every Friday for our live webinar series, Father's Fridays. There you'll receive much useful information from our panel of speakers. To register, go to cordellcordell.com/Father's Day.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Twin Cities attorneys, a partner men can count on. CordellCordell.com.
Charlie Kirk here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinions. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, you can send us a text using the texting feature on the free AM 12A, The Patriot app. Just click on text at the bottom menu bar and let us know what's on your mind. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. And I hope you do. By the way, standing orders to all producers here at the Northern Alliance. If you disagree with me, you get on first. Much as I love to have people agree with me, because it's nice to know that there's a lot of people who are right about things out there. Honestly, I detest echo chambers. I mean, on my blog, it's shotinthedark.info. I mean, that one or two Democrats who pop up in the comments section, as little as they frequently contribute, they contribute something in and of themselves, in the fact that my blog is not an echo chamber. And I don't want this show to be either. It's just that it's hard to find a progressive that packs the gear to have a debate. I mean, they actively avoid debate. In fact, I remember getting into a discussion with a reporter from a local news agency a few years ago. And I got an email. It was about a fact check that was actually completely wrong. And I was able to show. I showed my work, as I always do. And I got an email from this reporter's editor, who someone I know from an earlier lifetime, not well and not friendly on a friendly basis by any means, and the editor told the reporter in the email that he erroneously copied me on. By the way, don't engage with this guy. I mean, they think they're above engagement, and it shows. I mean, unless you're an elected official, in which case they might deign to respond. And part of this past week was in the debate over the public safety omnibus bill this past week. By the way, in saying this, I got to say there's two bright spots in the current legislative session. It's the emergence of Harry Niska and Walter Hudson as two of the best state legislators in the United States, period. Walter gets a lot of the press, and he deserves it. David Strom at hotair.com, a former station mate here at AM 1280 The Patriot, writing at Hot Air, run by a former show mate, Ed Morrissey, called Walter, if not the best state legislator in the country, one of them, and I'm with him. Walter, of course, one of the few people that I allow to guest host for me on this program, along with Brad and the like. And one of the people I look forward to listening to when he does get on the air the most of all. Anyway, he put out a video last week responding to some of the DFL apologists who were arguing about the DFL's removal of language about pedophilia from state statute. Now, just to be clear, and I posted the video at shotinthedark.info on the show post called I Heard It on the Narn. The video's right there. You can click on it and hear Walter's absolutely scathing takedown of the DFL's apologists on this. What happened is this, and it all boils down to the idea that the law means what it says it means. And the statute that we're talking about here is state statute. There, this is not a – I mean, you can see when you look at it, the revisor, you can see the bill. They took out from Minnesota's human rights statute about orientation, they took out the exception that said regardless of affectional orientation, you can be you're not allowed to discriminate against people who are gay, who have attraction for same sex or different sex, whatever. You're not allowed to discriminate. That's fine. I don't think anybody rationally argues with that these days. But there was an exception in there, specifically accepting, carving out the fact that it's in, that attraction to minors is not protected, and the DFL dropped it. And the rationale, by the way, from a number of DFLers, including their eminently vacuous communications guy Brian Evans, said, "Well, pedophilia is a crime. It's not a. It's not a orientation." True, it is a crime. And if it's not an orientation, well, then what's the harm in leaving it in? Just saying pedophilia is not subject to human rights protection. Now, this has been misquoted on both sides. I mean, you've got the DFL communication staff actively misrepresenting the effects of the withdrawal of the removal of this language from state statute. Say, it won't legalize pedophilia. And in a sense, they're right. And Republicans who say it'll legalize pedophilia are half wrong, maybe a third wrong, and I'll tell you why. Remember, the law means what it says it means. What you see in writing is what courts will vote will act on. Not what you think it says, not what you wish it says, not what you think is written between the lines, what the statute says in as many words. If the statute says 2 + 2 = 4, then that's what it means. There's no hidden codicil saying 2 + 2 = 5. Okay, so in removing the language saying that pedophilia, attraction to minors, is accepted, is removed, is not considered a protected class, you're not legalizing sex with minors. You're not legalizing conjugal relations with minors, whether involuntary or consensual, because, of course, children under the age of consent can't give consent. That's why it's called non-consensual. That's why it's called age of consent. At any rate, it won't legalize actually having sex with minors for adults yet. What it will not do, but open the door to doing, is open the door for a court to look at the letter of the law someday when someone who is attracted, may not act on that attraction, but is attracted to minors, finds himself discriminated against and take a case to court. And the lawyer says, under Minnesota state statute, there is no prohibition. There's no exception under the protected classes statute for people who are attracted to minors, for whom pedophilia is their orientation. It's not mentioned in the law. So this discrimination against my client is against state statute. And the court will look at the law as just edited by the DFL and go, yep, in the law, there is nothing about pedophilia, the attraction to, not necessarily the acting on the attraction yet, but there's nothing about in state statute anymore about this not being a protected class. And so case law, the judgment may well come down in this lawsuit against whatever employer penalizes an employee who shows evidence of having some attraction to children and terminates them, gives them some sanction for their activities, for their attraction. The pedophile takes the case to court. The court looks at what is written in the law, not what people think is common sense, not what people think is decency, not what people think has got to be in there somewhere. No, if it's not in writing, then it's not the law. If people being attracted to children is not specifically called out as an exception to the affectional orientation protections in Minnesota state statute, that all it's going to take is a plaintiff who has been injured by having had their pedophilia, their ideas of pedophilia held against them, and a court that reads the plain text of the law and says, yep, judgment for the plaintiff, you can't discriminate against them. And that becomes case law. And by the way, so many people, and I see this constantly on social media discussions about this subject, especially Democrats who think if it's not in statute, it doesn't count. I mean, the laws against pedophilia got to be in there somewhere. Well, yeah, against having sex with children, they still are. But if the idea that they're not protected isn't in the law, all it takes is a successful lawsuit to change that, to make not necessarily the action legal yet, but to compel employers, government, schools to at least don't ask, don't tell initially. And given the incrementalism of the left, it's only a few more court cases, a few more elections, a few more insane extremist DFL legislatures away from taking the step that has to make every sane, rational adult in the audience throw up in their mouth a little just thinking about where this leads. And the DFLers who accosted Walter Hudson for the speech he gets, or the video he made, which, by the way, schooled all of the naysayers, and it's a work of art that you have to watch. He shredded them. And they deserve to be shredded. And they deserve to be shredded at the polls. Because they're lying to you when they say that there's no intention to go anywhere near legalizing sex with children. Because what this language out of there, given that the law says what it is, the law means what it says in writing, nothing else. By the way, the thing that the Democrats always get wrong is the fact that it's not in statute isn't the whole story. Laws are modified by case law, by the decisions, the precedents that happen in court that define how the law is enforced. And mark my words, there will be a case from, I don't know, a teacher who, or school staffer who has some affectional orientation towards children. And because the law no longer prohibits them from being shielded, they're going to say, hey, give me the same protections that gay people, that Christians, that Muslims have. Just you watch. It's going to happen. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere.
Don't let the settled concrete around and in your home be a problem any longer. Hi, I'm John Lamore, owner of Expert Concrete Raising. We use a high-density polyurethane foam to lift and fill the voids beneath your sidewalk, driveway, patio, and more. It's a permanent, non-invasive solution that uses a much smaller drilled hole than your typical mudjacking repair. With over 18 years of experience, we are your go-to for concrete lifting. Fix your uneven concrete today. For a free estimate, contact your professionals at expertconcreteraising.com. That's expertconcreteraising.com.
Jim and I knew of Robbinsdale Women's Center, but didn't really know them until we toured. We were astonished by the amazing facilities and the genuine love and care the staff showed each woman that walked through the doors.
That tour began our partnership with Robbinsdale Women's Center. Cindy and I have witnessed RWC's fiscal stewardship of our financial gifts. Being on the board has allowed me to see the careful discernment and prayerful thought that goes into every decision at Robbinsdale Women's Center.
RWC receives no government funding and is debt-free. RWC owns all their assets and is 100% donor-supported. We're amazed at the number of abortion-minded women they serve. Weekly, five women, initially at risk of aborting their pregnancies, instead choose life.
Join Cindy and I in supporting Robbinsdale Women's Center. Your gift will bring hope and life.
Go to rwcinfo.org and help more mothers choose life.
Let's make a difference. rwcinfo.org.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
There are over 5 million podcasts out there with over 70 million episodes between them. But let's face it, only a few have the Salem stamp of approval. Before getting lost in that jungle, find the ones we recommend at SalemPodcastNetwork.com or the app. Find Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie, and tons more. We vet their content so you don't have to. And the nice thing is this, just like this radio station, they're always on message. SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Hey, don't forget our sister station, FishTwinCities.com, plays the latest tracks from today's top Christian artists. Listen in for new worship songs, plus familiar favorites from the past. FishTwinCities.com. 651-289-4488, the number to call. So, there's a part of the culture war that I have felt left out of for quite some time, and for reasons that have nothing to do with politics. Actually, I have nothing to do with my political beliefs or predilections or sentiments of any sort. It's just a matter of practicality. I mean, Democrats love boycotting things. They're always boycotting people they disagree with. It rarely works because but it has its effect. And by the way, there have been studies that show one of the big business school did a study of political sentiments and marketing. And they found that Democrats, people on the left anyway, progressives tend to put a really high premium on agreeing with the companies with which they buy. I mean, it's something like 30% of their decision goes into, do they agree with the company? So which is why Democrats hate Chick-fil-A. It's run by a Christian. I mean, they can't abide by that. And this idea that they discriminate against gay people, they don't. There are gay executives at Chick-fil-A of their own free will. I mean, we still have free will employment in this country for now. Give the DFL time. But the conservatives, on the other hand, tend not to. I mean, the study showed that conservatives are kind of live and let live. It's like, okay, I go out to buy what I need. I don't need validation for my politics and my beliefs in the stores I go to. And I
as a conservative, I haven't even gone that far for the most part with it. I mean, there are, I mean, the only real, well, I mean, I've made, I mean, there's a lot of companies that conservatives are supposed to boycott these days that I haven't patronized for quite some time for reasons that have nothing to do with politics. I mean, I haven't gone to Starbucks for years because I don't like the coffee as much as I like Caribou or Dunn Brothers or two or three local coffee shops. It's got nothing to do with politics. I just don't like the coffee as much. I prefer to spend my money buying a product I enjoy more. Since the price is about the same, if I'm going to buy coffee, I'm going to buy coffee I enjoy. I have never, to the best of my knowledge, drunk Bud Light. I mean, we're going back 30 years here, maybe more. If I've had a Bud Light, it was to be polite at a neighbor's house. When they offered me a Bud Light and I still drank beer, I would drink it. Because while I was a beer snob, I mean, I didn't start really drinking beer till I went to Europe. And this was before there were microbreweries and real premium brands in America. And I developed a real beer snob thing. Back in college, when my friends were buying cases of Red, White, and Blue for 24 cans for $5, I would buy for $5 two cans of Foster's or Hawker Shore or so, and nurse them all weekend long. So, well, I mean, take my time drinking them anyway. Not that I was breaking the law or anything. No, sirree, Bob. But I would nurse a couple good beers all weekend long because I would rather have good beer than bad beer. And God love you, Bud Light, but it's not beer. In fact, it's not even legally beer in Germany. It's got additives that take it out of the category of beer in Germany. And by the way, I don't drink beer at all anymore because I've gone super crazy low carb. But yeah, I'm down 20 pounds in the last 2 months. So yeah, I'm glad I did. Beer is, I love beer. I love good beer. Bud Light is not good beer. By the way, most of your mass market beer is not good beer. In the classy definition of the term. So I haven't cared. So when they hired a gender minstrel as their spokes minstrel, I didn't care because literally my children were not born the last time I had a Bud Light, if even then. Likewise, I don't have kids at home. I haven't need to patronize any Disney products in a good 10 years now. It's not a matter of boycotting. I don't need Disney products. Gillette? I didn't patronize Gillette for a very different reason that we may get into after the break here, after this next break. Their attack on men, this toxic masculinity until proven otherwise thing that they had going about 4 or 5 years ago, I found that so deeply insulting. That wasn't politics. That was just a matter of basic ethics. But I didn't use Gillette razors before that even. I've been using Schick since I was in high school, and that's where I started. This is not an endorsement, by the way. They could pay me to endorse them. I don't use them anymore, by the way. I use an M9 bayonet to shave these days because I am that tough. But, yeah, I wasn't using Gillette even before it became the thing to do, even though their toxic masculinity ad series was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. It's something I find deeply offensive. I boycott Penzies. Spices, the spice company. I think there's one of them down on Grand Avenue. Where else? I don't boycott them. I just, their owner is a progressive, ideological, crazy person who hates Republicans and asked Republicans not to patronize his store. So I've taken him seriously. I've taken him at his word. So all these things that conservatives are supposed to boycott, I haven't. Because, oh, M&M's, I mean, I don't eat sugar. I love M&M's. But when they went all woke, I couldn't boycott them because I don't eat sugar. I mean, even before I went crazy low carb, I didn't like sugar. I talked myself out of sugar 30 years ago, for the most part. Eat very little of it. Thank goodness. At my age, it helps to take all the benefits you can health-wise. But I finally found an exception. I mean, after all these years of companies and products that I haven't used in years, Disney, Gillette, Bud Light, Starbucks, Penzies, M&M's, nothing. But I finally found one. After seeing Target's insane embrace of not just LGBT culture. I mean, they're a big market. I don't care if a company markets aggressively to LGBT Americans. I mean, LGBT Americans make more money per capita than the rest of us, more than the general population. Go where the money is. It's a free market. If you want to market to gay people, more power to you. I don't care. They've got money to spend. That's how the free market works. May a thousand lights shine. But Target, which, by the way, has been on a short leash with me for 12, 13 years now, back when they torpedoed their donations to Minnesota business groups, when the Human Rights Coalition, a pro-gay marriage group, launched a bunch of specious, stupid, and by the way, Berg's Law compliant protests lying about Tom Emmer's stance on gay marriage, which contributed materially to Mark Dayton's victory in that election, not as much as fake Republican Tom Horner did, but still, it was a part of the media industrial assault on Tom Emmer that gave us the first of Mark Dayton's two wretched terms in office. But now they've embraced the 2+2=5 aspect of trans culture. They are marketing actively transgender clothing. You've heard about this on a number of other shows here on Salem Twin Cities. Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, I think Officer Tatum, Dennis Prager was talking about the other day. Target is not just marketing clothing intended for the transgender child market, which, let's be honest, is the Munchausen mommy market. Aggressively marketing clothes to make girls look and feel like boys and vice versa. Actively promoting the utility and goodness of chemically and surgically altering children. Children who are beneath the age of consent. Children who can't smoke a cigarette. Sign a contract. Buy a car, consent to marriage or any other intimate relation with an adult, but are able to decide what their sex is or have it imparted upon them by a Munchausen mommy, which we're seeing a lot of. And we know we're seeing a lot of it because the Minnesota statute that was passed a few weeks ago caters directly to the Munchausen mommy set. Basically making them legally invulnerable in Minnesota. If you're a Munchausen mommy who just swears up and down that Junior is actually the opposite gender that they were born, they're, quote, assigned gender, unquote. Target's got clothes for you. Target's got swimsuits that tuck your male equipment out of sight so you look a little more female, in theory. Target's got swimming suits that tuck various female bits of anatomy out of the way so they look a little more male. Target's participating in the log rolling and gaslighting that we talked about at great depth with Angus Fox 2 years ago from Quillette magazine, which I'll be linking at shotinthedark.info later on here today as well. Boy, I've got a lot of linking to do. One thing I won't be doing is linking to Target, because at long last, after years and years and years of being left out of the boycott game, Target, you're finally a store that I've been shopping at ever since I moved to the Twin Cities and discovered your brand everywhere. I love Target. It's a great place to go. Good groceries at a good price. The Red Card is a wonderful 5% discount on everything, plus you build up savings points and actually get little spiffs here and there. It's going to hurt. I love shopping at Target, especially the big mega Targets out in the burbs. Wonderful places, miracles of American capitalism. And until you get off the woke virtue signaling train, Target, I'm done with you. I'm done, Target. And I'll be telling you as much. I've told you as much online this morning. You'll be reading about it on paper later on this week. I'm done with you. My Red Card is coming back to you in pieces. Until you change your mind on this Target, and I hope you can join me on this. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
From Glencoe to New Mexico and Apple Valley to Napa Valley. Intelligent Radio. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Are you looking for trusted insight and knowledge on how the eyes reflect the connection between health, lifestyle, sports, and nutrition? Tune into my show, Open Your Eyes Radio, Saturday at 9 a.m. with me, Dr. Kerry Gell. I'm an optometrist with more than three decades of experience, a keen interest in longevity and lifestyle, with a never-ending focus on the four basic principles of health: nutrition, exercise, stress reduction, and sleep. Listen and learn with me every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Our factories have demanded we sell 100 hot tubs and swim spas this week. Huge incentives and rebates only this week. We will even remove your old spa for free. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Free delivery. Free removal of your old spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Master Pool and Spa. Sale ends this Sunday. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665.
Dennis Prager here. Now is the time to sign up for our trip to Israel this fall. Mike Gallagher and I are all headed to Israel this October. Don't miss the Stand with Israel tour with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll visit amazing places in Israel, sure to amaze and inspire you with every step. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore key sites you won't forget. We'll walk on the ancient streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee inside first-century boats, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you don't want to miss. Our expert guides will help explain the importance of every site, and the food and accommodations are precisely designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand with Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Call 855-565-5519 or visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Jack Tomczak show with guest host Kelly, NASCAR Kelly, coming up after the break here at the top of the hour. Elephant in the room coming up a month from today at the Backing the Blues rally. It's actually not a rally. It's a street dance at the Chester Byrd American Legion in Golden Valley. It's been a tradition for years and years. A big benefit for the Hennepin County Sheriff's Association to provide scholarships for potential law enforcement officers, something they direly need in Hennepin County. Tradition coming back for the first time since the pandemic at Chester Byrd a month from today, June 17th. Elephant in the Room playing live, along with a lot of other cool stuff. I mean, fireworks show. We've got a barbecue contest coming here, which means yum barbecue food. Yay! Elephant in the Room, a month from today, June 17th, at the Chester Byrd American Legion, small American Legion, huge parking lot. We'll be in the parking lot. You'll be able to hear us for miles. Look for the music. So, your orders are in. So we'll be talking more about that in coming weeks here. Yeah, we've got a couple nice weekends off coming up here with Elephant in the Room, heading into a very busy fall season here. We got some great gigs coming up. We have a few more booked at Shamrocks in St. Paul. We are going to be out in Spicer a couple times here. We have Neeson's and Savage coming up on July 1st. That's coming up around the corner here. So by all means, tune in for this. So, these are not the only products that I'm going to book. I talked about Gillette earlier. Now, Gillette offended me because I am sick to death of the minimalization of the value and the worth of men. I mean, they're half the population. a man brings virtues into a relationship that a relationship, especially a relationship with children, desperately needs. I mean, the things that a father brings to a family are very, very important. Things that are important for the proper growth and development of a child. And the fact that we have so many children out there who are have horrifically terrible ideas of what masculinity is supposed to be and how one deals with aggression is a symptom of a society that has been devaluing fatherhood for a long time. Now, I thought about this because in the wake of the Dylan Mulvaney controversy, the transgender minstrel that was brought aboard as a spokes minstrel for Bud Light, turns out Miller Lite, the competition, also tried to go full-blower woke. It was a commercial. I posted a link to it at the commercial, at the post entitled, "What's Good for the Goose is Good for the Gender." It's shot in the dark. It's basically a very harsh-looking, arguably heterosexual harpy lecturing at men for the history of beer. Women ostensibly started the manufacture of beer. Okay. It's historically feasible. And calling men to task for the fact that men men have bought beer that featured women in bikinis over the years. It's corporate virtue signaling, but that's not the part that bugs me the most. Now, I say this because of this. Advertisers in normal times are perhaps the ultimate practitioners of the free market. I mean, they and their ad campaigns, their agencies, the departments rise and fall on how successfully they gauge the sentiments of their audiences. If they guess right, you get a classic that sells all the products in the world. I mean, Volkswagen, for example, adequate cars, brilliant advertising back in the 1960s. Bud Light, back when it was a bunch of singing chameleons. Or what was the other one? Oh, Chili's baby back ribs. I mean, adequate food, brilliant ads. So they created ad campaigns that resonated with people and got people coming through the doors. Good ad agencies, execs, and campaigns read society correctly. So, what are they actually reading? Well, not a big stretch. And they're aimed at the people who buy their products. So, within a family, a household, a community, this varies by what's being sold. I mean, you talk about home improvement products or car repair products. The audience is mostly men. Firearms, another good example. And when you look at ads aimed at men, what do women look like? Yeah, sometimes you see some cheesecake and bikinis, but you also see women portrayed affectionately, as desirable, as something that not worthy of ridicule, not since the 1970s. So when the primary product is men, advertising agencies guess that men have a high regard for women. I mean, you look at a home improvement ad or you look at what was it? The Keystone Light ad. I mean, the women in the ad are all incredibly hot, but also smarter than the ad's mascot, Keith Stone. Sometimes bikini, yeah. I mean, not in like 30 years now. But women are portrayed as idealized versions of women, as idealized upward from the norm. Young, pretty, not stupid. That's a big one there. They're not portrayed as idiots. When was the last time you saw a stupid woman in an ad? I mean, it doesn't happen because ad agencies know that men, as a rule, as a half of the species, respects women. Or they don't buy products that actively disrespect them. So what happens when the target audience is women? Well, you get complete contempt. Males in ads, especially fathers and boyfriends in commercials these days, wish they were portrayed with the sensitivity of a hot chick in a bikini. The dumb dad is one of the ultimate tropes in modern advertising. Dads are invariably stupid. Boyfriends are stupid and ineffective and emasculated. And by the way, usually doughy, schlubby-looking guys who are married to improbably hot and hyper-capable women. Always. Because when you're selling to women, you have to mimic the inner id of the buyer. Now, Point being, our ads tell us something about how advertisers who get paid to get these attitudes right see how we see each other. And from the ads and the crushing preponderance of ads by volume, we learn men, at least in the last 30 to 40 years, have affectionate respect for women while celebrating that attraction. Hint, men like women. Women, however, apparently, if you go by our ads, think men are hopeless, emasculated, simpering incompetence. And this has been going on for a decade or more, probably two decades now. So, by the way, is it any wonder that young fellows of Generation Z are giving up on dating and mating for video games and online, for lack of a better term, pornography? I mean, if this is the future, if this is the model of what a man is supposed to be, then I can't just say as I entirely blame Gen Z guys for giving up on the whole testosterone thing. What's the point? Well, we did certainly do our best on the show, you know, to show the youngins what the point is. Fingers crossed, we'll do the best we can. But this is why I personally, leaving aside the political aspects of some of the boycotts, I will not patronize a brand that shows that sort of contempt for half of the population, either half, for that, frankly. So if you're one of these companies that shows men as being simpering, incompetent boobs, done. I'm not even going to give you the formality of a boycott. I'm just going to ignore your existence and make sure anyone in my social circle does as well. It's not funny. It's not good. And if that's what women really think, boy, we're going to have a conversation. NASCAR Kelly up next on the Jack Tomczak Show. Go nowhere. God bless you all. God bless America.
Many people are searching for the right 401k decisions within these crazy markets. Are you looking for a local community of investors with the right skills that could help build confidence? Make better financial decisions right here in the Twin Cities because you are the best steward of your own money. Call OTA today to learn more in our free introductory investing class, either in-center or virtually at 952-814-4410, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to ruffgreens.com.
The greatest red carpet you'll ever walk is through your front door.
We're Dr. Josh and Christy Straub, marriage and leadership coaches and hosts of the Famous at Home podcast.
With a realistic, grace-filled look at the struggles families face today, we cover topics designed to help you become a rock star under your roof, set healthy rhythms between work and home, and build a rock-solid marriage.
To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Famous at Home on your favorite podcast platform.
Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Our factories have demanded we sell 100 hot tubs and swim spas this week. Huge incentives and rebates only this week. We will even remove your old spa for free. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Free delivery. Free removal of your old spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Master Pool and Spa. Sale ends this Sunday. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is W.